Frequency shifter sweeps for old school effects. Intermediate level. We're going for that proper 90s drum and bass and jungle transition vibe. Metallic rises, sci-fi falls, and that everything tilts sideways feeling right before drop. Quick concept check before we touch anything. Ableton's frequency shifter is not a pitch shifter. It doesn't move notes up and down like transposing. It adds or subtracts a fixed amount of frequency to whatever you feed into it. That's why it can sound inharmonic, eerie, clangy, and kind of wrong in the best way. And because we're in D&B, the whole game is making it feel like an intentional edit, not like you slapped a weird plugin on your drums. So here's what we're building. A classic old-school sweep rack you can automate with one macro, plus a darker, heavier variant if you want more menace. And I'll show you a momentary throw method so your drums stay punchy, while the effects pops out like an old jungle cut. Step 1. Choose the right source. Frequency shifting works best on complex audio, breakbeats, drum buses, noisy atmos, reverb tails. It can work on a Reese or Stab too, but be careful. Anything with clear pitch can turn dissonant fast. The best starting point is your break bus. So route all your break layers or chopped break channels into one audio track called break bus. We want one place to control the chaos. Now build the chain. On the break bus, add devices in this order. First, EQ8. Then, frequency shifter. Then, auto filter. Then, echo. Then, utility. This order matters. EQ cleans the input so the shifter isn't reacting to junk. The shifter creates the inharmonic movement. Auto filter makes it feel like a sweep instead of random metallic splatter. Echo gives you that old rave tape trail. Utility is your safety belt for gain. Let's dial the frequency shifter. Open it up and set the mode to ring. Ring mode is the classic metallic, old-school machinery sound. If you want more tonal responsibility, like you're sweeping a pad, vocal, or melodic stab, you'll often prefer shifter mode, because it reads a little more musical. But for breaks and transients, ring is the sauce. Set frequency to 0 Hz to start. Fine at 0. Dry slash wet. Aim for 15 to 35%. Start at 25. Feedback. Keep it low. 0 to 10%. Start around 5. And turn the LFO off for now. We're going to earn our movement with automation first. Teacher note. If you slam dry slash wet to 100% on a full drum bus, you will absolutely shave off the punch and the drums will feel smaller. This effect is strongest when it's blended. Next, auto filter to give it the sweep feel. Set it to a low pass 24 dB slope, LP 24. That's the classic roll-off. Start the cutoff around 12 to 16 kHz. Resonance, keep it controlled around 10 to 25%. Drive, 2 to 6 dB can add a nice bite on breaks. Turn envelope off. We want predictable movement we can automate with intention. Now echo. This is where we turn it into a transition tool. Set the time to 1/8 or 3/16. Both sit nicely at around 174 BPM. Feedback 20 to 35%. Use echo's filters. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. This keeps the delay from muddying your low end and from hissing out the top. Add just a touch of echo's reverb, like 5 to 15%. Dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. The vibe is tight and hyped, not washed out trance breakdown. We want the groove to remain obvious. Now the money part. Automation. We're mainly automating frequency shifters frequency, and sometimes dry slash wet. And we'll support it with filter movement so it reads like a proper transition. Classic riser sweep into a drop. In arrangement view, find the last bar before the drop. One bar is often enough, two bars if you want a longer tease. Automate frequency shifter frequency from 0 Hz up to about plus 600 Hz in ring mode for a spicy version. At the same time, automate auto filter cutoff downward. For example, start around 6 to 10 kHz and close down to 1 to 3 kHz by the end of the build. This combo is important. Frequency shifting alone can feel like metallic randomness. The low pass closing tells the listener, we're narrowing, we're building tension, something's about to happen. Then, at the drop, hard cut the effect. Don't gently return to normal. Snap it back. That sudden clean hit is part of the classic impact. Classic downlifter after a drop into a breakdown. Start frequency around plus 400 Hz and sweep down to 0 Hz or even negative, like minus 200 Hz. Open the filter slightly as it releases, so it feels like air returning. And toward the end, you can bump echo dry slash wet a little, like 15 up to 25, to leave a tail that carries you into the next section. Now let's level up the workflow with a macro rack, because nobody wants to babysit four automation lanes every transition. Group your whole chain into an audio effect rack. Then map a few key parameters. Macro 1. Call it sweep. Map frequency shifter frequency from 0 to plus 700 Hz. Map frequency shifter dry slash wet from 10% to 40%. Map auto filter cutoff from 16 kHz down to about 1.5 kHz, so it moves inversely. As sweep goes up, the filter closes. Now you write one automation lane that sounds like you're doing three things at once. That's how you stay musical and fast. Macro 2. Call it tension. Map filter resonance from 10% up to about 35%. Map echo feedback from 20 up to around 40. Macro 3. Call it output. Map utility gain from 0 dB down to minus 6 dB. This is a sneaky pro move. As the effect gets more intense and resonant, you automatically compensate so you don't accidentally jump in level and clip your bus. Coach note on gain staging. Frequency shifter plus resonance can spike in weird places. If you're hearing "why did that suddenly get loud?" it's not you, it's the physics. Utility and slash or a limiter on the FX path is totally fair. Now the momentary throw technique, which is where this becomes real jungle editing. Instead of leaving the effect inserted on your main drums all the time, you do it as a throw. Clean option. Put the entire rack on a return track. On that return, add an EQ8 first and high pass it at 120 to 200 Hz with a steep slope. This keeps subs safe by design. Now you automate the send amount only on the moments you want, like the last snare of a phrase, a fill, or a little pre-drop tease. Fast option. Duplicate your break bus track. Put the rack on the duplicate. Then only keep the clips you want affected. Literally cut the audio so the effects track only plays during throws. Both methods preserve punch. Your dry drums remain the foundation, and the sweep becomes a layer on top, like a DJ trick rather than a permanent mix decision. Let's talk sweep ranges, because this is where people overcook it. If you're sweeping a full break bus, keep it modest. Something like 0 to plus 150 up to maybe plus 450 Hz in ring mode. Past that, you can erase the crack of the snare and the break and start sounding like it's melting. If you're sweeping tops only, like hats and shakers, you can go bigger, 0 to plus 700, even plus 1500, because there's less low-end information to wreck. If you're sweeping Atmos, noise, or reverb tails, go extreme. 0 to plus or minus 2 kHz can be absolutely sick for sci-fi moments, because nobody's relying on that to carry the groove. Another detail that makes it feel edited, not automated, micro-timing. Try starting your sweep ramp slightly late, like 20 to 60 milliseconds after the bar line, and snap it off slightly before the drop, like 5 to 20 milliseconds early. It's tiny, but it reads like a human made a deliberate tape-style edit instead of drawing a perfect ramp. If your sweep is masking your snare, here's a quick fix that feels like cheating. On the effect return only, dip a narrow band somewhere around 1.5 to 4 kHz during the ramp. That zone is often where snare presence lives. You're making room for the crack, while the metallic stuff happens around it. And if the sweep is too spiky, add a compressor after echo, or on the return. Ratio 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 10 to 30 ms, so transients still poke through. Release 60 to 150 ms. We're just catching resonant peaks, not flattening the groove. Now, darker and heavier D&B tricks. First, go negative for menace. Automate frequency into negative values like minus 50 to minus 300 Hz in ring mode, especially on Atmos or mid-bass layers. Just don't do it on your sub. Sub stays clean. Second, split your bass. Keep everything below about 120 Hz untouched. Apply the frequency shifter to the mid-band only using an audio effect rack with a crossover, or by splitting with EQ8 or multiband dynamics. This gives you aggression without nuking the foundation. Third, controlled distortion after the shift. Put saturator after frequency shifter. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. And blend to taste. Shifting first, then saturating, tends to emphasize the weird in harmonics in a really satisfying way. Fourth, corpus as a metallic enhancer. After shifting, add corpus subtly, tube or plate style, 5 to 15% wet. It adds that tech ringing quality without needing external plugins. Fifth, sidechain the FX return to your drum bus. Put a compressor on the return, sidechain from the main drums, so when the kick and snare hit, the sweep ducks out of the way. You keep impact, but still get the tail in the gaps. A few advanced variations you can try once the basic rack is working. 1. The dual direction flip sweep. Go up for the first half of the build, then cross through 0 into negative right before the drop, like plus 300 down to 0, then to minus 120. That moment crossing 0, is a perfect spot for a tiny wet bump on echo for drama. 2. Stereo motion without chorus. Make two parallel chains in the rack. Left chain sweeps 0 to plus 400. Right chain sweeps 0 to plus 320. Pan them left and right. Keep each chain's wet amount lower, like 10 to 20. Width from difference, not from reverb. 3. Rhythmic stepped sweeps. Instead of a smooth ramp, draw it in 8-note steps. Each snare hit gets a slightly different metallic tuning, like you resampled it across pads. Very old sampler vibe. 4. The pre-drop vacuum. On a return, in the last beat only, push frequency shifter dry slash wet close to 100% while the filter closes hard. Your dry drums remain intact because they're not fully on the return, but the return creates the illusion that everything's being sucked away. 5. LFO-assisted sweep, but still arrangement-led. Keep your main sweep as automation, then add a tiny LFO amount on the frequency shifter. Sync the rate to 1/8 or 1/16. Keep the depth subtle. It adds nervous energy without turning into random wobble. Now let's lock it in with a 15-minute practice. Load a break loop around 174 BPM and route it into a break bus. Build the chain, EQ8, frequency shifter, auto filter, echo, utility. Group it, map macro 1 sweep to frequency, dry slash wet, and filter cutoff. Now write automation. In the last two beats before a drop, ramp sweep from 0 to 100. At the drop, snap it back to 0 instantly. Duplicate that automation and do a subtler version, where the frequency tops out around plus 250 Hz instead of going huge. Then bounce 8 bars and listen on headphones. 2 checks. Does the snare still smack when the effect ramps? And is the sweep exciting without taking over the whole mix? If the snare loses punch, lower dry slash wet, reduce the sweep range, or move the whole thing to a return so your dry channel stays dominant. Final recap. Frequency shifter sweeps are classic because they create inharmonic motion, not a normal pitch rise. They sound like machinery, tape edits, and sci-fi transitions. For reliable results, pair the shifter with a low-pass filter and a controlled delay. Then automate with intention. Build a macro rack so you can write one clean automation lane and stay musical. And for heavier DNB, keep the sub clean. Experiment with negative shifts on mids and atmos and control dynamics with gain staging and sidechain. This audio version is shortened for playback.